Thank you, Gabriel. That was a wonderful way to start off a session this evening, as you always do. Thank you. Now, we'd like to have a discussion. This is being done so that you can voice what's going on in your life as it concerns these topics that we've been discussing. And also, by voicing this, you also help the other people in the group to understand what's going on. Now, to do this, again, if you'd like to make a comment, please press *6 on your phone and then the number 1. Now, that will put you in the queue and you will be called upon in the order that you have called in. So, let's get started. And we're on. Okay. Now, don't be shy. Who's going to be first? It's a contest. Here we go. You're on.
I have a question concerning the archangel said that we're here not only to see the divine image, but also to alter our body into the multidimensional. Would you please explain being multidimensional body?
Well, it's a much more refined body than what you now occupy, in that the body is a carbon-based body. So in the coming times, as you transmute that body out of its carbon base into a more crystalline or light-filled base, you step more fully into a fifth dimension, and the body becomes more of a fifth-dimensional vehicle of light. It will look very similar to what you now see in your body, but its function is much different. The coherency of the body itself, the communications that take place within the body are much different. Your neurology, your physiology, and the psychology of your body is altered substantially. And as you progress in making these changes within your physical body, because it's not about ascending your consciousness so much as it is also ascending that physical form into a much more refined state so that you can draw from multiple dimensions. In its original state, the human body was created in a 12th dimensional state, which was a very refined. It didn't have much form to it. It was very wispy, almost like a gaseous state in that dimension. It didn't have the denseness of form that you now occupy.
So are you saying that we're going to be, our bodies will be not dense like the way we are anymore, but will be more of the light body?
Yes. It will be orchestrated as you integrate, as you activate all of the levels and layers of light body. This also changes your physicality into that more refined state. Now, to expect that to happen in the next few months is an unrealistic expectation, or actually in the next few years. This is going to take some time. This body that we now occupy didn't get created overnight. It was a process as our consciousness declined over hundreds of thousands of years.
Okay. Well, will all the wrinkles go away?
Gosh, I hope so.
Well, that's a possibility.
I hope so.
Thank you for your comments and your questions.
Thank you, Joan and John.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. You're next on. Hello.
I think this is a very beautiful experience. I mean, you can really feel the light and the energy. And I did a session with Joan the other day and just had been focusing on, you know, the what if. And in your quiet time, just get into that presence and try to attract or give energy to those things that you want while you're in that state. I'd like to say thank you, Joan, because just in the last couple of days, we had this session, I guess, I think the second. And I've gotten two jobs. Well, I haven't got the jobs, but two requests basically came in, and they were precisely the type of opportunities I was looking for. So now, basically, I've got two on the hook, and so it's just a matter of now, whatever you could tell me to go ahead and reel these in. And I think it's just more of, you know, staying in that state and having the certainty and the confidence that they were talking about, and sending that energy out. So I see it. You know, I see it working, and I'm just looking for the full manifestation. And anything else that you can tell me would be great.
Well, you know, it's important for you to recognize as you do this work, as you become the divine image, that certainty, that confidence in your ability as a divine creator increases, because the energy of the body is different. It's a more refined energy. The energy of your consciousness, the alterations that are made in your mental emotional body are extensive. And that mental emotional body is where you create your reality. Your thoughts connected to the emotions that you are feeling and that you choose create your reality. So these teachings that we are conducting at this time all play into that. And each one of you are beautiful, unique expressions of that divine image. And so we're just kind of leading you in that direction for you to experience that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're next on. Hello.
Hi. I have questions about the experiences. I've noticed that there's been really amazing experiences, like to the point of light and vibration and incredible things happening on the creative level, and also in the emotional level, just been incredible. And then there might be the dial goes down, and then it can be quite difficult, not necessarily a little bit uncomfortable, not necessarily negative as such, but it becomes almost like working through sludge, and all the lightness and easiness is disappeared for a day or two. And then the creative process seems to be slowing down. Can you speak to that and what to do? Because we've created some amazing things. Things have been showing up that, I mean, healings, free healings, and ending up traveling halfway across the world to teach and all kinds of wonderful things. And yet at the same time, there's like a sluggishness in certain areas. So if you could speak to that.
Yes, I would love to. You know, one of the things that these teachings are designed to do is not only alter the frequency of light and the vibrations of the body, it alters that mental-emotional body. And this is when you feel that sluggishness, or you feel that there is some kind of resistance in the energy field, you can always relate that back to what's happening in the mental emotional body, the thoughts that you are consistently thinking. And those thoughts can be kind of elusive, because sometimes they're unconscious to you until you start paying attention. And that in itself is a practice where you start to pay attention to what you're thinking, even in mundane activities such as dressing in the morning or doing repetitive actions, sweeping the floor, whatever that is. It's a physical activity that you just kind of go on automatic, and you think you are not thinking, but you are. So if something is bothering you, or there's an old pattern that you haven't resolved, that may be running around in your unconscious or just below the surface. But when you start paying attention often throughout the day, what exactly am I thinking? And is this negative? Is this helpful? Or is this from an old negative program that's running? So when you do that, there's nothing that you have to do about it at that moment, only to notice, oh, I see that. This is what sets up that resistance in your field, that sluggishness in your creative effort. And the other part of that, every thought is connected to an emotion. What emotions are you regularly allowing yourself to feel? Mm-hmm. Often there is some kind of sadness or despair attached to whatever thought that is that tends to be on the negative side. So when you acknowledge that, oh, I see that, there are preferences that you've developed over your lifetime about certain emotional patterns. And when you start to notice that, you can say, oh, I see that. And every time you do that, eventually there will come a time when before you actually think the thought and feel the emotion, you will know it and you will alter it. I choose to think this. I choose to feel this. And that gets things moving. Your creative force in that light image is moving and exemplifying and creating in your life, and the sluggishness is not there. You see?
Yes. See it very well. Sometimes, though, I feel like that thought is so hidden, it's not coming up as words. So how can I access it?
You just make a commitment to yourself to often throughout the day to pay attention to those thoughts. And eventually they will surface. The more you put your attention on it, the more what that thought is will actually exhibit itself. And there'll become a pattern to it, the same as the emotions.
Okay. So just asking, it'll start to show up.
It'll just make the commitment. I'm going to pay attention today at certain time. For you to, at this juncture, to be able to pay attention to every thought that you ever think in the course of the day is impossible and exhausting.
Yes.
When you put this practice in, just, you know, take time throughout the day to say, okay, for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to pay attention to what's running through my mind.
Great. Thank you.
Just a quick
question about the teachings as well, because I've been following along as we go, and I can see that each teaching is building upon the other. Is there any need to go back to the beginnings at any time during the course, or is that for a review, or do we just keep building?
Well,
my mental mind struggles.
Well, yeah, that's that rational mind that you know, wants to process everything. But it's not really to go continually review is not all that necessary because, as you know, one builds on the other. And as you build that into your daily practice, in any given day, these tools that are given to you, you may not use every one of them every day, but there will be times when you do your private meditation that you will notice as you start to observe your energy field, observe where your chakras may be not functioning to their optimum, and then look at those first three chakras, what's going on in those, because that relates to your physical life in a body. Am I doubtful about my survival? Am I doubtful about my ability to create? Those types of things. And then you can focus your attention there. And you'll be amazed how what has been taught in the last four or five sessions just comes into play automatically. It's by doing the practices every day and practicing with each segment, it becomes very integrated into your energetic system. So when you need it, it's there.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Well, that was a good start. And I appreciate everybody, you know, jumping in and making those comments, and understand that for the people who didn't speak, they heard the ones who did, and they have learned something from that. So that is absolutely wonderful.